The namesakes of Southwest Philadelphia's Bartram's Garden are known as the founders of North American botany. Much is known about their seed-selling business to wealthy Europeans, but little is known about what they actually ate. Now, a study at the Penn Museum is trying to uncover just that by looking through plant remains that date back 200 years. WHYY's Emily Scott has more.
In the archaeobotany labs at the Penn Museum, Chantel White beams as she shows off what could be a 200-year-old fruit pit. It's a lot smaller than the ones we see today.
And here's one that stands out pretty easily, right? A peach pit.
William Bertram mentions that these are sort of spontaneously grow in the gardens, I suppose, as people are spitting out peach pits as they're eating peaches. You can see, even with 200 years, like you can see clearly that there are some domestication changes that have happened, yeah, even in that small amount of time.
William Bartram was a botany pioneer in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. Following in his father John Bartram's footsteps, he grew and sold exotic plants, trees, and other natural items to wealthy Europeans. What's been difficult for historians interested in the Bartrams is knowing what their personal lives looked like. But now, White and her student researchers get to study food scraps and plant remains that were almost lost forever.
This collection of seeds and nutshell and other plant parts, it did survive, not because it was in the garden soil, but because squirrels and rodents and mice pulled all of this material into the house, into the attic and underneath the floorboards, and then it was stored like that for 200 years.
In the 1970s, architects found the well-preserved material while doing restoration in the Bartram house. They decided to gather material in plastic bags, but it sat untouched for 30 years due to a lack of expertise in the field. White says studying the remains provides a snapshot into the day-to-day pursuits of the Bartram family.
So for me, as an archaeologist, in this question of daily life and reconstructing what life was like for your average person, I love the idea of imagining the Bartram family out in the gardens and carrying out these cultivation activities and then preparing these meals and consuming them together. I feel like that's what archaeology is really about.
White received the material from Bartram's garden last year. She estimates only 20% of the material has been studied so far, and it could take years to analyze the entire collection. Emily Scott, WHYY News.